Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma.
And I'm Daniel. Today we want to talk about something that's really important for our members and the whole aerospace industry.
That's right, we've all heard about ERP projects and how they can be tricky. But why do they often fail?
Exactly, our friend Paul has been looking into this. He's worked on several ERP projects from both sides of the table.
So what did he find out? It's not like ERP software is supposed to make things easier for businesses.
Right, Paul says the complexity is a big part of it. There are so many people involved and lots of different tasks that need to work together.
I see, and he mentions that some people might resist the change from the start. That makes sense.
Yes, but there are some key reasons he wants to highlight. The first one is lack of executive support.
Wait, so senior managers need to be really involved? Not just at the beginning.
Exactly, they need to be present at steering meetings and show they care. It's about leadership.
What if they aren't? Does that cause problems?
Definitely, without their active support, the project can lose direction. It's hard to keep everyone focused.
I wonder how common that is. Are there other issues?
Sure, Paul mentions that sometimes the key requirements aren't clear. You need to know why you're doing the project in the first place.
Yeah, like if your old system is out of support. But you probably need more than just a like-for-like swap.
Exactly, you should write down what you expect from the new system and hold the vendor accountable.
That sounds like good advice. What about project management?
Oh, that's another big one. Having a good project manager is critical. They keep things on track and report progress.
But I've heard people say that if you have multiple project managers, maybe the problem isn't the PM.
Right, if you keep changing project managers, it might mean the real issue is elsewhere. It's important to get this right.
What else does Paul suggest?
He talks about effort underestimation. People often think they can keep running the business as usual while doing the ERP project.
That sounds unrealistic. You can't expect your team to do everything at once.
Exactly, they need to dedicate time to the project. Otherwise, you risk burnout and failure.
So what should companies do to avoid these issues?
Paul suggests stopping the project if the executive team isn't fully aligned and supportive.
And documenting the project's objectives and requirements is important too.
Yes, everyone involved needs to be clear on the goals and committed to them.
Appointing an experienced project manager is crucial. They can help keep everything on track.
Right, and using critical chain project management can help with planning resources and tasks properly.
Paul's next blog will go into more detail about this methodology. It sounds promising.
And finally, don't underestimate the effort involved. Allow your team to focus on the project without burnout.
That makes sense. A happy team leads to a successful project. Our members should remember that.
And if you need help with your ERP project, Paul's team is here. They have years of experience using best practices.
Thanks for listening to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. Stay tuned for more updates from our industry.
We'll be back next week with more insights from the aerospace world. Until then.